This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Hospitals rely on antibiotics to kill bacteria, but too much of a good thing promotes resistance, meaning antibiotics don't always work. As Shemaine Mills reports, a couple of hospitals in Wisconsin are now buying meat raised without antibiotics in hope of reducing the threat of so-called superbugs.
Across the country, infections from the deadly bacteria are on the rise, but it's still relatively rare to have patients with untreatable infections in Wisconsin, says Lucas Schulz. He's infectious diseases coordinator at UW Hospital.
We have been fortunate. We don't have the problems like they do in New York City, Chicago, but that's just a matter of time before resistant bacteria wind up here in Madison.
Schulz says every year, UW Hospital has two or three cases where antibiotics just don't work.
We are seeing it now. We do have patients that we treat for infections that we don't have antibiotics that are effective for. Fortunately, they're rare at this time, but the trend is certainly increasing.
Here are some of the reasons resistance is on the rise. Doctors prescribing antibiotics that don't work because they're viral infections, and it's in homes where people use antibacterial soap. But some hospital systems believe part of the solution to stopping the spread of superbugs starts in the kitchen, specifically UW Hospital's kitchen. It started serving local beef and poultry raised without antibiotics to its patients, visitors, and staff. On this day, a refrigerated truck loaded with meat is backing up to the kitchen's loading dock. The mechanical loading dock doors open slowly. Head chef Ellen Ritter is there supervising. The hospital uses two vendors to get meat raised without antibiotics, Kettle Range in Milwaukee and Nesbigs in Windsor.
Chicken is probably the biggest per pound item that we get from them, and we get it twice a week.
UW Hospital and Gunderson Health System in La Crosse are part of an organization called Practice Green Health. That organization says about 400 hospitals around the country are trying to move toward antibiotic-free meat. In April, Gunderson Health System began serving chicken raised without antibiotics. Dr. Jeffrey Thompson is executive advisor and former CEO of Gunderson Health System.
I think there's a great deal of evidence to show that a significant amount of antibiotic use and resistance of bacteria to antibiotics is in the animal industry.
A lot of the evidence comes from the Centers for Disease Control, which estimates 80% of antibiotics sold in the U.S. are used in animals to promote growth and prevent infection. The North American Meat Institute says this often cited and deliberately shocking statistic is misleading. Meanwhile, the most recent report from the Food and Drug Administration says use of antibiotics in food animals continues to go up. Superbugs are also on the rise. The UW's Schulz points to a federal tracking system called NARMS, in which health officials monitor resistance among bacteria transmitted commonly through food.
So what we've seen is that there's been an increase in the last 10 to 15 years in antibiotic resistance. And the antibiotics we're looking at are antibiotics that are clinically important to humans.
Health officials have been trying to curb overuse and misuse of antibiotics, but Schulz and others believe superbugs won't go away by focusing only on the drugs humans take. We also have to look at the ones given to animals, he says. As of January, certain antibiotics important to human health are no longer available over-the-counter to meat producers. Instead, they'll have to get permission from a veterinarian to use antibiotics in feed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.